early Wednesday morning after the airline says a portion of the in-flight meal service was spoiled. Medical crews were on site to meet the aircraft and treat the 12 affected passengers and crew. It was not clear how many of the flight's 277 passengers ate the spoiled food. A statement from Delta says it's investigating and that this is not the service Delta is known for, and we sincerely apologize to our customers for the inconvenience and delay in their travels. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims inched up last week, but still at historically low levels. 238,000 people filing claims. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A federal judge will listen to First Amendment arguments surrounding the RNC. The case against the city of Milwaukee was brought by demonstrators who claim their right to protest outside the Republican National Convention has been denied. The lawsuit challenges a city ordinance requiring protesters to register and obtain time slots for marches within the RNC footprint. The court's decision will determine whether the rules violate First Amendment rights. President Joe Biden will be in Madison Friday. The White House announced the Madison stop, but didn't provide any details. Biden's campaign also said he will have a political event while in Madison. It will be Biden's 5th visit this year and 12th since he became president. Biden's most recent Wisconsin visit was to Racine County in May, an official stop to promote Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion new AI data center on the Foxconn site. Friday's event will come more than a week after Biden's poor performance in his first debate with Donald Trump. Today, Biden is expected to meet personally with Democratic governors and congressional leaders in an effort to allay concerns about his ability to serve another term. Be a storm drain hero. With all the rain Wisconsin's been getting, storm drains and catch basins can become clogged with debris. Clearing those can prevent localized flooding in your neighborhood. Ready Wisconsin advises only doing so safely. Use a rake or shovel handle to clear the drain. Do not wade into water if you're unsure of its depth. If clearing the storm drain or catch basin does not work, contact your local public works department. There are ways to be safe with fireworks this 4th of July and ways to get hurt. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff spoke with Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He said that emergency departments typically see people with fireworks injuries who are not sober. Potthoff cautions that mixing a lot of alcohol with fireworks is just a recipe to have something bad happen. Potthoff also said young children should wear closed shoes to protect their feet from burns from dropped sparklers, and adults should avoid attempting to relight dud fireworks. If those do ignite unexpectedly, it can result in significant injuries. New research by the Better Business Bureau's Give.org shows that while what people value most from charity monitoring organizations is assessment of charity spending, review of accuracy in appeals, and protection of donor information are now similarly top of mind. In particular, when asked to consider the importance of 7 different accountability elements, survey participants said it is very important for independent charity monitors to review how the charity spends its money, whether the charity's appeals are truthful, accurate, and not misleading, and whether the charity adequately protects donor information. BBB's Give.org, the standards-based charity evaluation group, released the Give.org Donor Trust Special Report, Public Eye on Charity Accountability. The report, a survey of more than 2,100 adults in the United States and more than 1,000 adults in Canada, explores public positions and expectations related to a selection of charity accountability themes, including oversight, charity finances, impact, solicitation, materials, artificial intelligence, and data security. When asked to imagine that a charity they personally support appears in the news for being hacked and having data stolen, 22.5% say they would no longer donate, and another 51.7% say they would hold off on donating until they are satisfied that the issue is resolved. BBB's Give.org urges donors to give thoughtfully by taking the time to investigate charities before making a donation and visit Give.org to verify if a charity meets the 20 BBB standards for charity accountability. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises boaters that they will see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water July 4th through 6th as part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Wardens and other participating law enforcement agencies will educate boaters about safe boating practices, including sober boating across the country. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities, and 85% of those who drowned in a recreational boating incident were not wearing life jackets. So far in 2024, there have been 4 boating fatalities. Since Operation Dry Water started in 2009, law enforcement officers across the nation removed 6,869 impaired operators from the nation's waterways, preventing dangerous and potentially devastating consequences. If alcohol is involved in your day of boating, have a designated operator. Operating a boat is no different than driving a car. Operating a vessel while impaired is illegal on all bodies of water and can lead to serious injuries, death, and legal consequences. In Wisconsin, it is illegal to operate a vessel with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher. Operation Dry Water is a year-round boating under the influence awareness and enforcement campaign. Its heightened awareness and enforcement 3-day weekend takes place annually around the 4th of July, a holiday unfortunately known for drinking, boating, and deadly incidents. Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will have a higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors this month, thanks to a partnership with Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association. Troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers to enforce traffic laws from an elevated point of view during the annual Trooper in a Truck Enforcement and Education Initiative. The program, designed to reduce the number of crashes and injuries involving commercial motor vehicles, will take place on highways across the state July 8th through 12th. In the past 5 years, Wisconsin has averaged about 7,000 crashes involving large trucks every year. In 2023, 70 people died in those incidents. Distracted driving contributes to many crashes and is a growing safety concern in Wisconsin. Trooper in a Truck focuses on stopping distracted driving. When an officer identifies a violation from the truck or bus, they will radio to patrol cars in the area for appropriate enforcement action. They will also be on the lookout for other dangerous driving behaviors like speeding, reckless driving, and following too close. Trooper in a Truck is part of Operation Safe Driver Week, a nationwide awareness and enforcement initiative aimed at improving driving behaviors of passenger vehicle and CMV drivers. This is Military Consumer Protection Month. In 2023, the Federal Trade Commission received more than 192,000 reports of fraud, identity theft, and other consumer issues from active duty military personnel, retirees, veterans, reserve and National Guard forces, and family members. Whether they encounter scams or unfair business practices, current and former service members and their families can count on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for help. In 2023, more than 1 in 3 reports to the FTC from military consumers indicated they lost money to fraud. More than $477 million in losses were reported in total, with $350 million being taken from military retirees and veterans. With more than 42,000 reports, the top fraud category was imposter scams, followed by online shopping fraud with more than 13,000 reports. The third top category, investment-related scams, received just under 4,000 reports, but those reports indicated the highest median losses of $7,000. Last year, there were more than 39,000 reports of identity theft, with active duty service members being nearly three times more likely than the general public to report theft directly from their bank accounts. Rapid response is key to recovering from identity theft, making service members more vulnerable if their duties prevent them from quickly identifying and addressing the problem. Consider setting up fraud alerts on your credit cards and security freeze on your credit report, which alerts you as soon as a new account is requested in your name. Learn more from DATCAP's online identity theft tips and imposter scams fact sheets. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. If you need assistance with federal and state veteran benefits, contact your county or tribal veteran service officer who will guide you through the process. For state veteran benefit inquiries, call 1-800-WIS-VETS, email wisvets at dva.wisconsin.gov, or visit wisvets.com. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has modified its office hours. The office, located at 202 North Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet, will be open from 8 to noon, closed from noon to 12:30, and open from 12:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. If a staff member is not present, a message may be left by calling 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792. Email messages may be directed to Mark Cupp, Executive Director at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov, or Marcia Curtis, Executive Assistant at marcia.curtis@wisconsin.gov. Information may be found at the board's website, lwr.state.wi.us, or the Riverway Board Facebook page.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham, died June 22nd at her farm home. A private burial service was held at Fancy Creek Cemetery. Plans are being made for a celebration of life this fall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center assisted the family of Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday, July 11th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday, July 11th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it sure feels good to have the sunshine out there and seasonal temperatures today. Hope you have a chance to get out and enjoy that. We do have more warm weather coming up for the 4th of July, but turning unsettled once again as the next wave of low pressure slides in from the west. Should bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms by about midday tomorrow, and possibly some heavy activity tomorrow night. So definitely pay attention to later forecasts. Keep an eye on the radar. If you have any outdoor activities planned, like picnics and parades and going off to the fireworks and so on, you may have to duck in for cover every so often. Now, we are looking for the chance of some locally heavy rain tomorrow night into early Friday. Some places could see up to an inch or so, so that could aggravate some of the river flooding in the region. Be sure to keep an eye on that as well. Otherwise, a little bit of a cool down going into Friday and Saturday, and we'll have some more disturbances swirling in from the northwest to keep it just a bit unsettled. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. We should see partly cloudy skies, highs generally up in the low to mid 80s, west wind between 8 and 15. Clear or partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog, low at 62. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and warm, some scattered showers and storms likely, especially by midday, high reaching about 84 degrees. Southeasterly wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, some occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, low temperature 63. And Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, scattered showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, high about 74 degrees. Heading into Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. Low 58 with a high of 79. Sunday, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 60 with a high of 78. Monday, a chance of rain once again, high 77. And drier Tuesday, only a slight chance of a shower, high near 80. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Now for some weather statistics. Today's high was 86 degrees, and today's morning low was 64 degrees. Yesterday's high was 68 degrees, and yesterday's precipitation, we got 1.79 inches of rain. Record high for today in 2012 was 95 degrees, and the record for the low was set in 1967 with a low of 43 degrees. Last year's high was 90 degrees, and last year's low was 59 degrees. The sunset today will take place at 8:45 p.m. and the sunrise tomorrow will happen at 5:27 a.m. At 3:30 p.m., the temperature was 84 degrees. The conditions were partly cloudy. Wind direction was in the southwest, going at 4 miles per hour. The barometer was at 29.88. The precipitation, we got 1/100 of an inch of rain. At 4:30, the temperature was 86 degrees when it was partly cloudy. The wind direction was southwest, going at 7 miles per hour. The barometer read at 29.88, and we got 1/100 of an inch of rain. Right now, it is 83 degrees, partly cloudy. For the rest of today, it will be partly cloudy and warm with a high of 85. Tonight, it will be clear and calm with patchy fog with a low of 62. In your 4th of July forecast, partly sunny in the morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms by midday with a high of 85. In the 4th of July night, occasional showers and thunderstorms with a low of 63.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hearn. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Milwaukee has acquired veteran right-hander Aaron Civale from the Tampa Bay Rays in the NL Central, leading Brewers' latest attempt to boost a starting rotation that has been decimated by injuries. The Brewers are sending minor league infielder Gregory Berrios to Tampa Bay in exchange for Civale. They designated right-hander Taylor Clark for assignment to make room for Civale on the 40-man roster. The 29-year-old Civale has gone 2-6 with a 5.07 ERA in 17 starts this season. Civale owns a 33-32 record with a 4.10 ERA in 103 career starts. The Brewers played tonight against the Rockies at 7:40 p.m. They split the first two games when the Rockies won Game 1 by a score of 8-7 in 10 innings. And the Game 2, the Brewers won 4-3. Tonight, again, 7:40 p.m., you can listen to the game live on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. Probable starters for tonight, the Brewers will be starting Colin Ray, who is 7-2 with a 3.61 ERA, and the Rockies are starting Dakota Hudson, who is currently 2-11 with a 5.84 ERA. Other action going on in the MLB, the White Sox will play the Guardians. The Cardinals will be at the Pirates. The Red Sox travel to the Marlins. The Mets will be at the Nationals. The Reds will play the Yankees. The Astros will be at the Blue Jays. The Giants will be at the Braves. The Padres travel to the Rangers. The Phillies will be at the Cubs. The Rays will be at the Royals. The Tigers will be at the Twins. The Angels will travel to the Athletics. The Orioles will be at the Mariners. And the Diamondbacks will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. In national news, Jessica Campbell will become the first woman to work on the bench of an NHL franchise after the Seattle Kraken hired her as an assistant coach Wednesday. Campbell has spent the past two seasons working as an assistant coach for Seattle's AHL affiliate in Coachella Valley alongside head coach Dan Bylsma, who was hired in late May to take over the head job with the Kraken. Campbell was a decorated player in the NCAA, the Canadian Women's Hockey League, and Canada's Women's National Team, with whom she won silver at the 2015 World Championship. LeBron James is coming back for a record-tying 22nd season in the NBA, one in which the league's all-time scoring leader could share the floor with his son Bronny as teammates with the Los Angeles Lakers. James has agreed to a two-year contract to remain with the Lakers, according to a person with knowledge of the negotiations. The second year of the deal is at James's option. It means he could become a free agent again next summer, according to the person who spoke to the Associated Press, on condition of a nominee, because the agreement has not been announced publicly. The Lakers did announce that Bronny James already has signed his first NBA contract. It is a four-year deal. Coco Gauff has reached the third round at Wimbledon with a 6-2, 6-1 victory over qualifier Anca Tadoni of Romania. She won on number one court, where Gauff made her memorable Grand Slam debut 5 years ago when she upset five-time champion Venus Williams at age 15. The second-seeded Gauff says the court is always a special place for me to play on. The 19-year-old Torini is from Romania and was making her Grand Slam debut. Four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka was eliminated in the second round by number 19 Emma Navarro. Other winners Wednesday included number 11 Danielle Collins and number 20 Beatriz Haddad Maya. On the men's side, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz won to set up a third-round meeting with number 29 Francis Tiafoe. Richard Petty has a record 200 wins in the NASCAR Cup Series to go along with 7 championships. The Hall of Fame driver, known as the King, and his family have been with the Stock Car Series since its inception in 1948. He turned 87 this week and says his family should be hailed for something far bigger than anything it did in NASCAR. Petty wants the family legacy to be the Victory Junction Gang Camp, which was opened in 2004 for chronically ill children as a way to honor his late grandson. Andy Murray is getting set to finish his Wimbledon career by playing men's doubles and mixed doubles. Although there are those who wonder whether he might be really ready to retire, the 37-year-old from Scotland is scheduled to play doubles alongside his older brother at the Centre Court on Thursday. Murray also received a wildcard invitation from the All England Club on Wednesday to play mixed doubles with the 2021 US Open champion Emma Raducanu. He pulled out of his singles because of a back operation on June 22nd. Murray won 2 of his 3 Grand Slam titles at Wimbledon. He says he is planning to retire after the Paris Olympics, which start later this month. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Wednesday. Corn finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on commercial and technical buying, seeing some spillover from bean oil along with support from solid crush margins. Wednesday morning, Unknown bought more than 110,000 tons of mostly old crop U.S. beans. August soybeans were up 7.5 at 11.57¾. September was 6¾ higher at 11.17½. August bean meal was down 20 cents at 350.10. August soybean oil was up 160 at 48.64. Corn was down on profit-taking. Development weather looks mostly favorable, but there is more rain in the forecast for some already soaked areas of the Corn Belt. Export demand and corn for ethanol use are both solid. September corn was 2.5 lower at 405.5, and December was down 1¾ at 419.5. And wheat was lower on follow-through profit-taking and technical selling. Some near-term U.S. winter wheat delays are likely, but most of those are not expected to be all that significant. The trade's also watching harvest in Russia and the expanding drought in the Black Sea region. September Chicago was 7 lower at 574. September Kansas City was down 8¾ at 583.5. September Minneapolis was down 8¼ at 622¾. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching the direct cash cattle markets. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. August live was up 82 at 185.92. October was $1.20 higher at 186.85. August feeders are up 227 at 263.37. September feeder cattle were $2.30 higher at 263.62. And hogs were mostly lower on questions about holiday weekend retail clearance. August was up 5 at 89.82. October was down a dime at 74.17. Markets are closed Thursday for Independence Day. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock after this.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Mike Bergen joins us. You're on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, also working with National Corn Growers Association and the National Grains Council. You're a busy farmer.
I've been involved with both the National Corn Growers and the Grains Council. These people are dedicated to making our products sell and better our products, and also sustainability. People want to know how their crops are being raised from these other countries. What I've seen, we've got in the national program what we call a National Corn Challenge, and we have people that have got new ideas for ethanol and corn. I think with the green thing, we've got a real clean product that's friendly to the environment, and it's going to cut the carbon use down. They're going to be the more high-end type investments into these products to make it more profitable for farmers.
To learn more about your Wisconsin Corn Checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Cash cattle trade picked up some Wednesday, but deals weren't reported. Bids did surface at $186 to $188 live in the south and $308 to $310 dressed in the north. That's quite a bit of distance from asking prices, which were around $192 live in the south and $315 dressed in the north. Box beef closed lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 55 cents at $329.84. Select was 210 lower at $304.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day lower. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director down 68 cents with a weighted average of 90.97. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had a weighted average of 91.35. Pork values closed lower, down 69 cents at 93.63. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Marillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A livestock economist says there could be some risk management opportunity for livestock producers following USDA's recent acreage report. University of Missouri's Scott Brown.
That's been part of the reason for lower corn prices that we've seen today in the marketplace. USDA also told us more stocks of corn than pre-report estimates would have suggested.
More news is next.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Mike Bergen joins us. You're on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, also working with National Corn Growers Association and the National Grains Council. You're a busy farmer.
I've been involved with both the National Corn Growers and the Grains Council. These people are dedicated to making our products sell and better our products, and also sustainability. People want to know how their crops are being raised from these other countries. What I've seen, we've got in the national program what we call a National Corn Challenge, and we have people that have got new ideas for ethanol and corn. I think with the green thing, we've got a real clean product that's friendly to the environment, and it's going to cut the carbon use down. They're going to be the more high-end type investments into these products to make it more profitable for farmers.
To learn more about your Wisconsin Corn Checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Tologist says he doesn't expect significant crop loss despite the recent heavy rains. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says there has been some flooding along the Missouri River corridor.
It'll be interesting to see if the flows on the river are at a point where we're not seeing that big surge like we have in past flood events. And so hopefully that does lessen those sand deposits.
An East Central Illinois farmer says they could use a rain.
Corn is already back to curling.
Dirk Rice tells Brownfield the June rains were spotty in his area.
We do have one farm, and it caught in the last week over at least 2.5, and it soaked it up. There's not a puddle anywhere.
And U.S. ethanol production and stocks were both higher last week. Production averaged 1,064,000 barrels a day, up 21,000 on the week and 4,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Market analyst Christy Van On says last week's quarterly grain stocks report from the USDA was more bearish to the grain markets than expected, and commodity prices aren't expected to improve until fresh data is available. Hear more coming up next on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Christy Van On with Van On & Company says the July USDA report out on July 12th will be important, and until then, demand is key.
We have great demand for corn, but very lackluster for soybeans, so we need to find somebody to come in here and buy our product. Hopefully at these lower prices, we drum up a couple big sales. We do know that China is having some severe drought right now, and if they could come in and get our corn, that would be really, really great. Seems like they're being sticklers right now on purchasing our soybeans, just given the dynamic of a presidential election year. I think that's playing such a big role into it. Or even kind of moving forward and saying, when is this hot and dry going to show up that everyone is forecasting? You know, you're kind of saying, oh, maybe it'll go hot and dry. It should go hot and dry. And we keep saying that, and we've said that for about a month now, and it's just not materializing. You are starting to see that forecast start to look like it could go there, but we need to see it, and it needs to give a reason to the market, the corn market, to try and round out a bottom as well. Unlike corn, beans just don't have a really great story behind them. I can give some reasons why corn should be able to dig themselves out of a gutter here, but soybeans, that's a little bit more difficult. We need to see China start to buy our beans. We need to see someone start to buy our beans. Otherwise, we're really in a hole here. One of my biggest concerns with soybeans is I've been kind of traveling this summer and talking with elevator managers is that they have a small amount of grain on the books of what they typically have at this point. But when you break it down, it's really small as far as their soybean sales that they have on right now. If you didn't do your marketing a long time ago on soybeans, you haven't had the best opportunities. Even when we got this run here lately, you never even got up to close that gap. I think 1230-ish, somewhere around there, was the best we got. I'm fearful that if soybeans have something to rebound, you will start to see some farmer aggressive selling just because of how far behind they are and cash flow needs at harvest. The elephant in the room is we still have a lot of crop on hand to sell. So just make sure you're being aware of kind of what you have, what needs to go out the door between now and harvest, and then what needs to go out the door at harvest that you can't store. And that I do believe for these markets, rallies are meant to be sold until we could get something together, and that might not be until next spring.
That's Christy Van On with Van On and Company. I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Sitting in the shade made by a hay truck on a hot day. A cloud of dust on an old dirt road meant lemonade was on the way. She was beautiful, and her daddy said that I made a good hand. We laid there on the ground as the sun went down on the shadows of the heartland. Her daddy fix up his old beat-up red Ford pickup. Had her shining like a diamond, he said. Till I'm behind the wheel, son, she was beautiful. He said, take her slow as he placed the keys in my hand. Dancing in the headlights that night, the shadows of the heartland. Heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the word. Where you know you reap the seeds you sow, you count your blessings row by row, with sweat and blood and tears and love still work. The life I live, the love I give, the man I shadows of the heartland. Friday night lights shining bright, the last game of the season. We were just one play away from being undefeated. The past was beautiful, but somehow that ball slipped right through my hands. She was there to hold me close when it turned cold in the shadows of the heartland. Heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the word. Where you know you reap the seeds you sow, you count your blessings row by row, with sweat and blood and tears and love still work. The life I live, the love I give, the man I am, shadows of the heartland. Amazing grace and a place to. Now, and heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the word. Where you know you reap the seeds you sow, you count your blessings row by row. we're sweating blood, tears and love still in words. The life I live, the love I give, the man I am, shadows of the heartland.
This is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Musket A Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Musket A Mini Mart. It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence. Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4. 4th of July and Sunday.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back to school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Steps out in a room. I know you got to have your rest. She says, come lay beside me. I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me. Must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life. Took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walk with the angels that day. My life.
Rebecca Lynn grew up in Carolina, half a mile from Tucker Cherry's farm. A quiet girl with green eyes full of fire, her daddy's pride and all her mama's charm. Rebecca Lynn became my heart's desire, long about the start of second grade. Mrs. Rosenblum let me sit beside her, so we passed notes and after school we played, singing, ring around the rosy pocket full of dreams and posies. Patty cake, the baker's man, tag your it, kick the can, and I think I hear my mama calling, gotta go. Man, I loved her so. High school days, me and Becky learning what it really means to be in love. Give and take, holding back for heaven's sake, and fighting for a week, then making up. I said, please, Becky, won't you marry me? Prom night in my car right by the curb. She was so surprised. First she laughed and then she cried, and somewhere in my heart I'm sure I heard. Ring around the rosy pocket full of dreams and roses. Patty cake and baker's man, tag your it, kick the can. Mama flashed the porch light for me, gotta go. Man, I loved her so. When love is wrong, it dies, and that's the way it goes. But when it's right, that's a common little miracle, I know. But for me and Becky Lynn, she's the dream that started when we fell in love so many years ago. Sing, ring around the rosy pocket full of dreams and posies. Had a cake, the baker's man, tag your it, kick the can. So
WRCO 100.9 FM Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albee. Are ready, set, go. It could be a record-breaking July 4th travel weekend with more than 30 million people passing through the nation's airports and another 60 million on the roads.
We're expecting record travel again this weekend. Today, about 2.8 million passengers. Busiest day likely to be Sunday.